Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for August 22nd to 28th, 2009. This week, Israel refused to stop settlement activity in the West Bank, while its attacks on the Gaza Strip have left five civilians dead. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank with IMEMC's Luke Peterson.
Three were injured and dozens were suffocated with tear gas on Friday during the weekly protests at the village of Bil'in in the central West Bank. As has been the case each week for the past 5 years, local villagers, along with international and Israeli supporters, marched from the village to the Israeli wall after midday prayers on Friday. As part of the demonstration, activists dressed like builders and construction workers created a mock construction site near the wall with signs declaring "Wall removal in progress" and "Illegal wall ahead." As soon as they got to the gate of the wall that separates the village from its agricultural lands, Israeli troops fired tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets at the demonstrators. In addition to these measures, an Israeli military vehicle spouted a foul-smelling liquid from a pipe mounted on top of the truck. Demonstrators reported that the smell of the chemical being expelled from this pipe was nauseating and intolerable. Protesters also reported hearing live ammunition fired by Israeli soldiers. Three protesters, Rani Burnat, Omar Atamemi, and Zuhdi Al-Khatib, were lightly wounded. Dozens suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also in the central West Bank on Friday, one young man was injured and dozens of Palestinians and internationals suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly nonviolent protest against the wall in Nila'in village. After midday prayers at the local mosque, villagers and their supporters marched toward the location of the Israeli wall. According to local farmers, Israeli soldiers attacked them and their international supporters as soon as they left the village by firing tear gas at them. One young man was taken to the hospital with an injury to his shoulder, while dozens suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation. The village youth hurled paint bombs at the soldiers. The military reported no injuries, but the villagers reported that they were able to change the color of some Israeli army jeeps. For IMEMC.org, this is Luke Peterson.
As media reports suggest that Washington has backed down from its demand that Israel freeze all settlement activities before peace talks are resumed, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reiterated his position that Israel won't recognize a Palestinian state until Palestinians recognize Israel as a Jewish state. IMEMC's Jessica Halsey with more details.
In his visit to Europe earlier this week, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed that his government won't freeze settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territories. He also said that the more than 480,000 Israeli settlers have the right to live freely on what Netanyahu called the Land of Israel. The Israeli Prime Minister also told reporters that Israel won't recognize a Palestinian state until Palestinians recognize Israel as a Jewish state. Daniel Ben-Simon, a member of the Israeli parliament from the Labor Party, said that those settlements that are deemed illegal by the Israeli government will be evacuated in the coming few months. Hagit Ofran, the head of the Settlement Watch Group at Peace Now, the largest ex-parliamentary movement in Israel and the country's oldest peace movement, told IMEMC that Israel will keep control over those settlements even after evacuating them.
First of all, as you know, all settlements are illegal according to the international law. Those specific outposts, which are actually settlements but built unofficially without official approvals, so this is why the government call it illegal. Unfortunately, I believe that most of them, let's say they are evacuated, will stay under Israeli control and Palestinians will not be allowed to go to it.
Netanyahu's remarks, according to analysts, will further prolong a stalemate in Palestinian-Israeli peace talks, which have been stuck since the November 2007 Annapolis Conference for Peace sponsored by the United States. In reaction to Netanyahu's statements, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said that no peace can resume until Israel stops all illegal settlement activities, including expansion for the purpose of natural growth. In other news, Hamas party representative to Beirut, Osama Hamdan, said that his party was about to reach a prisoner swap deal with Israel, but that President Abbas has obstructed such a deal. Hamdan also praised German mediation in the swap talks, saying that Hamas trusts the Germans, who had served as successful mediators in previous talks, in reference to an Israeli-Lebanese negotiation following Israel's 2006 war against Lebanon. Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak earlier revealed that Iranian intervention into the prisoner swap talks had blocked a potential deal 2 months ago. Egyptian mediators inside Palestine reportedly sent out an ultimatum to both Hamas and Fatah parties, declaring that if a unity agreement between the two political movements is not reached soon, talks will be submitted to the Arab League for consideration. Both parties have been at loggerheads since Hamas took over Gaza in June of 2007, amidst factional fighting with the Fatah party under the leadership of Western-backed Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. For IMEMC.org, this is Jessica Holsey.
Israeli military attacks on the Gaza Strip this week have left 5 civilians dead, among them one child. From Gaza, IMEMC's Ramil Mirari reports.
On Monday, Israeli troops positioned to the northwest of Beit Lahia town in the northern Gaza Strip, along the border between the Gaza Strip and Israel, fired at 2 Palestinian civilians, including a child who got close to the border. The child was instantly killed by 2 bullets to the chest, and the other civilian was seriously wounded. They attempted to get close to the border to find metal wires to sell. They were unarmed, witnesses reported. In the early morning of Tuesday, an Israeli warplane fired a missile at a tunnel near the Salah al-Din gate in the south of Rafah town on the Palestinian-Egyptian border. 3 brothers, Mansour al-Batniji, 30, and Nail, 20, and Ibrahim, 35, were killed. Another 6 civilians were injured in the attack. Also on Tuesday, 2 Palestinian civilians were wounded when Israeli troops positioned at the border between the Gaza Strip and Israel opened fire at Palestinian houses and farms in the town of Beit Hanun. Elsewhere on Wednesday, Palestinian sources announced that 85 Palestinian patients returned to the Gaza Strip through the Rafah crossing from Egypt. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza announced that the patients had been allowed to go to Egypt for treatment and had been stuck at the borders for months. The ministry added that hundreds more are still stuck at the borders waiting to re-enter Gaza. The Israeli siege on Gaza that started in June 2007 has left the hospitals there unable to treat a lot of their patients. Israeli and Egyptian authorities rarely allow patients to leave Gaza for medical care. A Palestinian fisherman was killed on Thursday afternoon and another injured as the Israeli Navy opened fire on them off the Gaza City coastline. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza announced that Mohammed al-Attar, aged 25, was killed after an Israeli shell separated his head from his body. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Al-Mirari in Gaza.
The Israeli military this week conducted at least 18 invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During those attacks, Israeli forces kidnapped at least 25 Palestinian civilians, including 2 children. IMEMC's Catherine Orwell reports.
This week, military attacks were reported in Qalqilya, Nablus and Sofit in the northern West Bank, as well as in Ramallah and Jericho in the central West Bank and Bethlehem and Hebron in the south. In June, the Israeli military said it would stop its invasions into the cities of Ramallah and Qalqilya, as well as Bethlehem and Jericho. However, to date, attacks targeting those cities continue. In one of the military attacks on Tuesday evening, Israeli soldiers broke into the Radio Bethlehem 2000 station in Beit Jalla, near the West Bank city of Bethlehem, and confiscated its equipment. Station manager George Kanawati stated that the soldiers seized all broadcast equipment, putting the station off air. Kanawati slammed the Israeli attack and considers it an attempt to silence the media. On Wednesday of this week, a Palestinian man was critically injured after Israeli troops shot him in the old city of Hebron in the southern West Bank. Palestinian sources said that the Israeli military sealed off the area and did not allow local medics and journalists to reach the man. They added that the man was left wounded on the location for half an hour before an Israeli ambulance arrived and took him away. The Israeli military announced that the injured man tried to attack a group of soldiers in the old city with a knife, and the troops had opened fire on him before he managed to reach them. For IMEMC.org, this is Catherine Orwell.
And that's just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This week's report has been brought to you by Dina Awad and Ghassan Banoura.